This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As the temperatures across the state continue to drop, so will outdoor bug activity. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says that insect activity this time of year is going to be minimal because they're going to be overwintering or be in the overwintering stage. He discusses which insects might be trying to enter the home this time of year, as well as the benefits of cleaning up garden debris. Raymond, we're kind of at that point where we're starting to wind down a little bit in terms of insects, but right now they're looking for those warmer spots, so probably some things that are trying to get into the home?
Absolutely, Jeff. I mean, this is where we get to the overwintering stage of insects, where they come in and they're going to spend the winter in homes. And some examples, I'm sure many of you are familiar with those. The Asian ladybird beetle is one that gets in and then congregates on the south side in the among the windows in the corners. And we have the box elder bugs. We have attic flies. We have elm leaf beetle adults coming in. So how do you keep them from coming in? Well, one thing you can do is seal cracks and crevices, primarily in the south sides of the building. That's where they're going to start to get warmed and they come in. Sometimes you can spray a pyrethroid-based insecticide, bifenthrin, cyfluthrin. Those are two active ingredients, and then that will repel them away. But the easiest one is we call exclusion, and that is just seal cracks and crevices. If they do come in your house, you can vacuum them up and then put them outside. The Asian ladybird beetle, you can vacuum them. Don't squish them because they'll have a stain, and then just put them outside and just do that regularly, and that should mitigate the problem from coming in. Yeah, and they're not going to bite. They're just going to find a place to reside and spend the winter time.
I know a lot of times we have mulch around in the landscape. That's a place where some of these can congregate?
Some of them can congregate in mulch. The millipedes, centipedes, sow bugs, pill bugs, which can enter because it's a moist environment, they'll reside in there. Clover mites is another one that we'll be concerned about. The clover mites will start entering the homes, and then people will see these massive entrances or migrations inside the homes. And we do have an extension fact sheet on that. But the best way to deal with the clover mites is, just keep your turf grass away from the foundation. And there are other ways to deal with clover mites. In fact, I'm giving a talk on November 2nd at Blueville on clover mites, and you can attend that, but you can also download our extension publication and get more information about how to deal with clover mites directly entering or indirectly by basically modifying the environment habitat outdoors.
Well, that's something we should probably talk about, is probably the need right now to do some cleanup in the landscape.
That's right, Jeff. Sanitation is critical, and many of the insects will overwinter in debris, squash bug and others. So if your garden is now at the point where it's done, take all your debris. If you have a compost pile that's active, you can put it in there, but if not, don't. And that will remove these overwintering places, hiding sites for some of these insects, vegetable insect pests that you're dealing with, some ornamental pests too. So sanitation, also, cutting back dead or diseased dying branches on trees, removing annuals and perennials that are done, and then disposing of that debris as fast as possible. That's going to alleviate problems for next year.
I saw a bunch of leaves coming down. I did one mulch mowing in my yard already. That's another area that we want to kind of keep an eye on because we don't want leaves to build up.
Well, really, most of the leaves, like your sycamore oak leaves, you don't want them matting down and basically suffocating your grass or your turf grass. So you can rake them up and put them into bags like I do, and then take them to the transfer station, and then they're basically broken up into humus or some type of compost material, so that's basically renewable. Leaves you can just collect, basically. Now, some leaves that are smaller or like pine needles, you can use them as mulch. They keep the soil kind of the temperatures. There's no extremes. They modulate the temperature of the soil so the plants don't have these heaving and high freezing and colding temperatures that they could experience. So contact your hort extension agent about that. But in terms of insects and mites, the oak leaf itch mite is another one that, if you do have oak leaves that possibly could harbor oak leaf itch mites, you definitely do not want to use a blower or whatever, and be careful when you're mowing because you can spread them around.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on overwintering insects. For more information, contact your local county or district extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.